We haven't heard lately from our rock critic Ken Tucker because of our special Gulf War programming. But Ken's back with a review of three British bands popular here now on college radio stations and MTV.
To an American rock fan, England can seem like the bizarro world in the old Superman comics, a land in which everything is the opposite of what we do. When we were listening to Motown and Fabian, they had the Beatles. When we started idolizing Bruce Springsteen, they thought the Clash was God. These days, American rock is obsessed with social issues and places a great emphasis on the authenticity of the artist. This was epitomized by the recent Milli Vanilli scandal. England, by contrast, is obsessed with artifice and cleverness, with bright passing fads that strive to be as inauthentic as possible. To look at their record charts or read their music magazines, you'd think there was a new major pop movement every 3 weeks or so. The new sound is typified by a group of sullen Manchester bands like In Spiral Carpets.
Husband don't know what he's done. Kids don't know what's wrong with mum. She can't say, they can't see. Putting it down to another bad day.
Making attractive music out of feelings of alienation and hopelessness, that's the strategy of In Spiral Carpets. Like many bands from working-class backgrounds outside of London, they convey the dreary misery of Thatcherism and offer an escape from it. Escapism of an even giddier sort is offered by another group, Happy Mondays, whose recent album Pills and Thrills and Bellyaches has been hailed the Sgt. Pepper of a new psychedelic movement. That's Happy Mondays and Kinky Afro, which rips off big chunks of LaBelle's 1970s pop hit Lady Marmalade and parades its own cynicism. Elsewhere, the group sings the praises of Donovan, whose Sunshine Superman and Mellow Yellow are the sort of campy, druggy pop that they aspire to make themselves. Like a lot of English pop just now, Pills and Thrills and Bellyaches suggest that the best alternative to a life in an England depressed in every sense is to go for immediate gratification, whether it's popping pills for instant thrills or the quick, cheap laugh of praising Donovan. Of all the English bands trying to wring pleasure from despair, the most striking is Lush, a group that swaddles its discontent in thick layers of guitars and the cushiony voice of lead singer Mickey Beregni. Now, a song like that one, called Deluxe, gives the music of Lush a rush. Its surging melody rises up and pulls you into its rhythms. In Spiral Carpets and Happy Mondays want to hold you at arm's length from their songs, as if they're above their audience and in any case don't quite trust them. Lush, on the other hand, wants to make its chilliness irresistible. The band has a song called Sweetness and Light, whose title is intended sarcastically. They have others called Downer and Leaves Me Cold, which aren't sarcastic at all. The artistic paradox of this music is that the group brings a fervent passion to the portrayal of coldness. Call me an American, but it's the passion that I admire.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.